I didn't mean to startle you. Well, that's a lie. I damn well meant to. You seem surprised. Didn't think your little summoning would work, did you? Shock of shocks, you've done it! Eureka! What an incredible feat. Hm? No, I'm not... I'm not fucking with you. Curious choice of words there. No, I meant it. Truly, summoning the devil? Audacious to attempt, little one. You're either very bold or very stupid. Likely both, really. I like that combination in a person. Ha! No, I haven't only come to berate you. Though you really do deserve a thorough tongue-lashing, speaking in tongues is unbecoming and more so unnecessary. All you really need is a genuine desire in your little pitter-pattering heart. And yours is surely ticking out of time. Even then, I don't often answer those who call. Plenty of your kind are better relegated to my servant's domain. A meeting with the beast herself? Heresy. Only the bold are audacious enough to seek my acquaintance, more often the bold and the bereft, which leaves a lot to be desired on my end. Seldom are your kind worth my time, let alone my, personal attention. How are you, you ask? I have to admit, you caught my attention with old Giuseppe's soundtrack. You even reek of an identical desire, a fevered sweetness with a bite of spice. Memories. Granted, his fingers aren't a fifth as dexterous as mine, nor is his composition any real comparison to what I played him. And he knew that. The sad little fool nearly smashed his violin for his failure. Such is mankind. Wanting until they've received. Awfully intent on staring me down, aren't you? You can't intimidate me, little thing, no matter how sharp the daggers in your gaze may be. Or, rather, how sharp you think they are. stare all you'd like, I don't mind. All the more opportunity to take in the sight of you, in turn. Dilated pupils convey an awful lot, whether you'd like them to or not. More than the flush in your cheek, almost as much as the spike in your body's temperature. Oh yes, I can smell that shift in you, sweet thing. I don't need to feel you, to know you. Your form permeates your wanting. You should know something before we go on. There is always a price to my negotiation. A steep and high, indelible catch to every deal struck with me. Are we clear? Nod or shake your pretty little head. There we go. I'm glad you understand. Keep this in mind before you answer what I am about to ask you. Why have you summoned me? Too shaken to answer, I see. A pity. You were so confident before. What happened? Catgut strings got your tongue. You didn't think I'd show up? Well, I did, and I'm here, stood right in front of you. So close, your heat mingles with hell's own kindling. Now what? Why do you want me here? Don't look away, look at me. Oh, no. That just won't do. Feel my fingers slide beneath your chin, tilting your head back toward me. Damn it, don't close your eyes! Stubborn little thing, aren't you? No matter. I can force you to cooperate. I'll wrap my hand around your fragile throat and squeeze. That opened your eyes with a quickness. Very good. Will you answer now? Nod or shake your head, digging your nails into my arm won't win you any favor. Good. You'd better have your breath back, little thing. You should know better than to play games with me. You'll never win. Why did you summon me? Answer! You wanted a favor? I don't grant favors, least of all to your kind. It seems you've summoned me for nothing, then. Shame. I'd have liked to spend more time with you. Alas, your business is beneath me, as are your wishes. A pity. You've wasted my time. Don't start crying. It's nothing personal. Personal to you say? You summoned me to help you. That was your mistake to make, it seems. I do like the daggers in your sad little eyes. The pain dribbling down your cheeks gives off a fine ambrosia. But how do your tears taste, I wonder? Stay still, don't jerk away. I'm not going to hurt you. I only want a taste. Maybe this isn't a wasted summons after all. What do you mean? What do I mean? I told you my deals always come with a price, didn't I? You've summoned me for a task I cannot perform, yet I'm here all the same. Should I not get some kind of reward for my trouble? No, I haven't helped you the way you wanted me to. But I can assist you otherwise, don't you fret. Maybe not how you expected. But help is help all the same, is it not? It surely is. I can taste your loneliness, the anguish of your past, that raging fire to burn all who've hurt you, to cut out every tongue whose words have wounded you, to bleed each and every heart that has wronged you. You'd never act on that induced madness, of course. You're a good person, after all. But it's there, just the same. Writhing and twitching deep, deep down in your very soul. No, I won't punish them. Not yet, at least. They'll pay their dues in time. Everyone does. I assure you. They'll suffer in perpetuity for all they've done and failed to do. Not today, no. And not tomorrow. But they will, my sweet. I can ease your aching here and now, if you want me to. Uncoil that tangle of tension at your core. Give you reprieve from all that ails you. Only for a night. How's that sound, Divine, you say? Certainly not. Better. Much, much better. Pent up, aren't you? Good. I love the effective need repression ignores. It's much more fun to tease the neglected than the satiated. Tell me, how do you feel about pain? You like all kinds of pain, you say, little thing. What fucking music to my ears. I'll take a fistful of hair and... oh, pull hard. Forcing you to bare your neck. Oh, that moan, you weren't kidding. Oh, bite me, you say. In time. Why start so hard and fast? No. Soft and sweet is where we begin, though I do appreciate your... eager desperation. It pours like honey from your lips. No. We start with a trail of kisses. Down your tear-stained cheek. To your ear. Down to the bend of your neck. Further still. Hovering above the collarbone. Why rush when going slow? Means you make such intoxicating little whimpering sounds. Please. I thought you said you wouldn't beg. Lies, clearly. It's all right. I forgive you. Get on your knees. Now. Open your mouth and stick out your tongue. That's it. Good boy. Now lick. Just along the slit. Yes, just like that. Very good. Now take me between your lips and suck. Eager. And very willing. You won't mind my my hand, holding your head right where I want you then. My fist tangled in your hair. Fuck. My knee draped over your shoulder, pinning you, not on your hands and knees, down on the floor. Pulling your hair, as I grind into your sweltering hot mouth. Just like that. You know, how to use that honey sweet tongue. Your face pressed flush against my cunt. Lapping eagerly. As if your very soul depended on your ability. Stop. Stop, you little pussy fiend. Good. Stand up right in front of me. Good boy. No need for this nightshirt. Or these damned shorts. No underclothes. Yeah. I knew I liked you. Such tender flesh. Soft and supple. You exude waves of want and need. It radiates from you in ripples of decadent heat. I could smell it on you the second I materialized into your bedroom. Tell me, did you really want that favor from me? Or was it a different kind of favor you were after? A different kind of help? Or did you really want me? All along. That blush is all the answer I need, sweet thing. Get all the way down. Yes, on the floor. Did I stutter? Bend over. On your hands and knees. I want you to remember tonight, every time the friction burns, you'll have on your knees twinge. Good boy. I do like this view. You, utterly compliant. Facing me on hands and bended knees, anticipating what you know is coming. Tell me now, as I lean over you, your lips just barely able to graze one nipple, so hard we could each cut glass, muttering into your ear. Are you going to cry out to God as I fuck you? You grinding into nothingness so eagerly, so desperately, is precious, little one. But I have to wonder, are you truly here for me? Or do you serve another master? Answer me. Make a choice. Will you scream for him or for me? You'd better scream for me, little thing. I don't give second chances. Don't fret, you'll be fucking me. Unless you're into pegging, of course. Perhaps another time. If you don't fuck this one up. Remember, keeping your wits about you is your task. Please let me fuck you. Oh, I do adore the sound of you begging. I'm fond of this mirror you've got, too. Floor to ceiling. Perfect for what I have in mind. Why do you think I positioned you in front of it,
Up. Make room for me.
Good boy. Very obedient. Now, let me shimmy on back. Hold yourself at my slit. Yeah. Just like that. Ease back a bit. Lean on your heels. I don't want you pushing your way in yet. Fuck no. Have you had enough infernal teasing, Is it too much? If I rub your head against my swollen lips, leaving a trail of sticky pre-cum from me to you. The way you whimper, daring to tilt your hips against the slightest graze, makes me think you have. Yes? Yes, what? I was going for yes, Satan, but... yes, ma'am, will do. Hold still now as I... back my way onto you. Fuck. That feel good for you too. Of course it did. Easing all the way back out. Oh, don't whimper so sadly. Of course you'll feel me. Again. Rolling my hips. Against yours. In slow circles. You rotting into me in turn. Like your body. Is begging me to go faster. No. Oh, no, no, no. Not yet. You need to prove. You can keep up your end of the bargain, sweet little thing. What do you say? That's right. Good boy. That deserves a reward, don't you think? I think I'll reach a hand back down to pull you by your hair, to bite your neck as I fuck you harder. Oh, I felt that twitch, darling. You really liked that, didn't you? Good. Good boy. No. No. Don't speed up. I control when you come. There we go. Look in the mirror. Just watch us. See your face. All flushed. Oh, Your lips, so many shades darker than usual. Hear yourself, cry out. Each syllable more ragged than the last. My, glorious, bosom bouncing in time with our conjoined bodies. The marks I've left on your neck. Look down. See my blooming, swollen lips. Wrapped tight around you. As you push in and pull out of me. Look up. Somehow deeper down still. Into your eyes. Do you see what I'm doing to you? Yeah? Quid pro quo. Who are you buried deep inside of? Good boy. Yes. You damn well had better remember my name when you come. Another reward. Show me your neck, boy. No, no, don't turn away. I want you to. You can play with my nipples now. Such eager, grubby hands you've got. I take it you've been waiting for permission. I'll even be nice this time and let you kiss me. No, no, don't close your eyes. You need to watch. I need you to watch. Don't. Take your eyes off. Your throbbing cock, pounding in and out, of my tight. Soaked little demon cunt. Feel it, pulse and throb, around you. Clenching tighter. Milking you. Say my name. Fuck that. No. Scream my name. I'll fuck you. Harder when you do. Good boy. No louder. I don't think he heard you. Yes. Fucking louder! Fuck! Fuck! It's done. You're bound now. Chained to me. I. little demonic seedling. You'll never be free of me now, boy. What? Did you really expect anything less from the devil herself? The miracle of life come to pass between mortal and the fallen. I told you there was a price.